K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
This is Drew.
Hey, Drew, what's up?
Well, I was hoping that I could get a little bit of help from you guys.
Help?
With what?
Yeah. Well, I live out in Franklin, and I'm a delivery driver, and I've actually been seeing this woman named Josie. She works in Centerville. I probably see her maybe 3-4 times a week just because I'm constantly in her office.
Oh, delivering there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we kind of flirted. I always, try to stay there a little bit longer than I do other places.
Aww.
And, just making any excuse. I finally asked her out, and, she said yes, so I was super excited. And, I'm not the best with women, but, I'm not the worst. So, I wanted to take her to a nice place, this place I heard in Beaver Creek. It was raining when I picked her up, so I even got an umbrella and made sure she didn't get wet. What I don't understand is that the date never really happened after I picked her up, and I want a real date with her. I can't, she won't call me, she won't text me. I was hoping to get your guys' help.
You sound like a gentleman, doesn't he?
You do, using the umbrella and all that. Well, we can try and help you out. We've been known to be able to get a hold of people, at least.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, that'd be great, because I sure can't, so.
Okay, well, hold on a second. What's her name? It says Josie, is that right?
Yes, Josie.
Okay, we'll put you on hold. We're going to grab her phone number off the air. We'll call her, and we'll have her on the air as long as she answers that phone for us in about 8-10 minutes, see what she's got to talk about you.
Sounds great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Drew, just curious, where were you going to take her?
I was going to take her at that nice Mexican restaurant, Abuelo's.
Ooh, yeah, yum.
Romantic.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, well, hold tight, buddy. We're pushing the last button. We'll see if she answers for us.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Josie?
This is Josie.
Hey, good morning, Josie. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You sound a little sleepy. Did we wake you?
Yeah.
We'll get you a cup of coffee. Wake up. You got a second to talk to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, it won't take long. It won't take long.
Josie, here's the deal. We got to chat with somebody that sounds like makes frequent visits to your place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Who's that?
He wears a uniform.
Drew?
Oh, the delivery guy?
Yeah, exactly. He said you guys maybe went and had a good time, but he hasn't been able to get back in touch with you, and he was really kind of interested in you, lady.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's what this is about?
Yeah, he said you only had, partial date or something, and...
We told him we'd try and help.
Okay. Well, Drew comes in the office a couple times a week and, and delivers things. He's really been sweet and a little dull but harmless. And
Yeah,
he asked me out. sorry, I have to think about this. I went out with him. He was a nice guy. He showed up to my house with an umbrella. It was raining really hard on our date night.
Ugh.
And he came to my door with the umbrella to walk me to his car, which was really sweet. And, I'd seen him in the office a lot. We talked a lot in the office, but I didn't really know him. So I got kind of excited at that. He scored major points for that one. And so we were driving to the restaurant, which was a little far away, I guess. So it took a while. And he opened the moonroof in his car.
In the rain?
In the rain. It was it was pouring rain, and he opened the moonroof, which I kind of thought was funny at first.
Was it an accident?
Yeah. Did he do it on purpose?
Well, I was laughing in it, and it stayed open. I was like, all right, well, let's close this now, and because I'm getting soaking wet. And he said, I like driving wet. It's romantic.
What?
What? On your way to dinner?
Yeah, on my way to dinner. And, it's a first date, and... I put some effort in. I had a new dress. I'd done my hair, and it was all getting ruined. And so I asked again, and he was like, well, I really like it, and if you don't, you can leave.
Was he serious?
So I started to get in a rage at that point because, it was raining so hard, he was wiping water from his glasses just to see the road. I was like, well, this is not only crazy, this is not safe anymore.
What'd you do?
Well, I asked him to close it again. He said no. And so at the next light...
Hang on, you weren't feeling romantic, I take it. right? You weren't feeling the romance?
No.
Okay.
I'm not feeling the romance.
Huh, never would have guessed.
The stink in his car. I'm pretty sure he's done that a lot because when I got in, I noticed like a mildewy sort of smell.
Like leaving your laundry in too long?
Ugh. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I ran to a convenience store and called my friend.
So you hopped out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, did you steal the umbrella?
Yeah, no kidding. That's kind of weird.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Josie.
Do you know who that is, Josie?
Who is it?
It's Drew. How are you?
Drew?
He'd been listening to you.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's the thing is I have done that before, and it seems to really work. It's just, I think it's romantic, you know, in the movies where it's raining, and I thought it would be kind of a good way, you know, something we could laugh at.
Oh,
I just,
no,
you know, I don't understand.
It was,
what?
I laughed at you, but not with you.
Oh, man.
It was not romantic. I mean, my hair was a mess. I had mascara running down my face, and oh, Drew,
the smell.
I was so uncomfortable. My dress started to stick to me, which, you know, for a second, I kind of thought was the point, and I started to get creeped out. No, I'm sorry, Drew. That was not romantic at all. I'm not living in a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I thought it'd be fun. We could kind of laugh and you know, I personally, you know, think it was a good idea. And I'm sorry that if you were offended or anything.
Wow. You didn't seem too sorry in the car because I asked you a couple times to close it and you said no flat out. And you said if I didn't like it, I could leave, which was kind of rude.
Well, that was half joking. I didn't think you were going to actually leave the car.
I didn't pick up on your joke, sorry. I was too busy wiping rain off of my face.
were you able to get home okay? I mean, see, now I feel bad.
Yeah, my friend came and picked me up. Thanks a lot for checking in on me, for one thing. But I did get a text when I got home from
you. Got a text from him?
You'd like to reschedule our date.
Oh, my God.
Well, and that's what I was curious about. You know, I haven't heard from you, and I would definitely like to go on a second date. I promise I'll keep the moon roof closed so that doesn't happen again.
I sort of feel like at this point that you really don't know anything about women, and I'm not too excited to go on a second date with you.
Oh, come on. You need to lighten up a little
bit. I don't know what's going to happen next, honestly.
I mean, really, just have some fun. I mean, just for once in a while, you know, just a second date, I promise it'll be really fun. Josie, you like Luke Bryan, right?
Yeah.
Rain is a good thing.
Oh, no.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, but your baby doesn't feel frisky.
Oh, no!
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Hey, we can offer you guys a second date with a limo that's got no moonroof in it, and
if it does, we'll seal it shut.
Yeah.
I would absolutely. I think that would be great.
Oh, God. No, I don't think so. I'm sorry.
Maybe you ought to try some more of that Luke Bryan song, you know, Drew. Whiskey, you know.
Right. That may help next time.
Whiskey might help.
Do you go to a lot of dinner soggy like that?
It's happened before, and it seemed to work pretty well. You know, I've never had someone actually jump out of a car, but okay, maybe it doesn't always work. For some reason, I like doing it. I do it when I'm by myself.
Yeah, take it from ladies. No.
Yeah.
No.
All right, well, I'll make a point of that.
Rethink it. Find a new song theme.
Okay.
Well, good luck, guys, and Josie, thanks for your time.
Yeah, Josie, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Awkward deliveries now?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Maybe he'll get a new route.